Recording.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. Oh, you know my name. Oh, how you walk with me.
Woo!
Oh, how you talk with me. And oh, how you tell me that I am yours. Oh, how you walk with me.
Has he been walking with you?
Oh, how you talk with me. Thank you for communion. Oh, how you tell me.
Woo!
I am your one. Oh,
when I declare that you are the head and not the tail, and you are above and not beneath, and it doesn't matter what they have called you, I declare that he knows your name. He knows your name. I need somebody to raise up your testimony today, because I declare that he knows who you are. So this is my testimony. No fire can burn me. No battle can turn me. No mountain can stop me. Why? Because I'm walking in God's victory.
About. He has our best interests. I don't care what the enemy say. He is real. To the word at noon, I am Louis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're happy to have you guys. There's a lot going on right now, but I'm going to have a word of prayer. And those that would be in agreement with me, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of the strongholds, there's some strongholds, and there's a person who attends this study on a daily basis has been attacked by the enemy. And I just need a few folks to stand in agreement with me. But see, I know what one can do. One can put 1,000, two can put 10,000. So I already know what God's going to do if we would just be in the power of agreement right now. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you, first of all, for your word, because it's in your word, Father, that we learn who we are and who we are. It is in your word, Father God, that it's been declared and decreed that we are your children and that all power is in your hand. And because we are joint heirs with you, Heavenly Father, and you allow us to be a joint heir with Christ and an heir to your promise, we declare and decree right now that you've given us the power to overcome the enemy. 1 John 5:4 says that we are overcomer of this world. And that Philippians 4:13 says we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We just ask them right now, Christ, that you strengthen us because we are overcomer. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that we know that the prize is on the other side. I thank you, Father God, that we raise up a standard against the enemy right now, and we bind him up. The scripture said, whatever we bind on earth, you're binded in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth, you're loosed in heaven. So I thank you, Father God, for letting your word come to fruition today. We bind up every spirit that's attacking the sister. We come against you right now in the name of Jesus. We already know the Satan's battleground. So as a corporate group here, we stand. We stand for those that are standing in the word. I thank you for it, Father God. I thank you that her car is going to be released. I thank you, Father God, that they're going to be exposed. The enemy is going to be exposed. Your word says when you find a thief, expose him, and he has to pay us back. So I declare and decree right now, Father God, that the enemy have to pay the sister back. It's not right that she be fined twice for one thing. So I decree and declare right now, Father God, we send forth ministering angels to go forth and make the crooked ways straight. The devil have no more power than you have given him. For he knows not what you have done for us. Because we have grace. We have grace on our side. And grace will allow us to become overcomers of the enemy. I thank you, Father God, right now. In Jesus' name, that is done. Pray for those that are asking that someone be in agreement with them. I decree it right now. We tear down every stronghold that's coming against those that are asking for prayer. We praying right now for the lady that had the stroke. And we bind that up. We was at Jean Care today. The lady said, pray for her. I believe right now in the word of God. I believe by your stripes we're healed. She's healed, Heavenly Father. You heal physically. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. I come to you now, Jesus, because you are our Savior. And your word says if two or more are going to agree in your name, so that's what we do right now. We come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we come to you in one accord, according to Matthew 18, that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, done. We call it done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Call it down in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Okay. Jay, I'm going to ask the pastor to share a scripture, and then we'll get into today's lesson. Hallelujah.
Sorry, Pastor. What did you say?
So would you like to share scripture?
Oh, yes. Amen, amen. And I stand in agreement with you in that prayer. Amen, amen. Praise God. I'd like to share Ephesians, and that's one of our foundation scriptures. Ephesians 1, maybe it was 7 and 8. Amen. We're talking about grace. Amen. Amen. Reading from the King James. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abound toward us in all wisdom and purity. And reading that from the New Living Translation, it says, he is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He has showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. Amen, amen. We thank God for his grace. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. We've been talking about faith in this grace. And I want you to know today, brothers and sisters, that you have forgiven. You have forgiveness. I'm going to say this because I want to be real clear. You have forgiveness. You don't have to do anything. It ain't going to happen tomorrow. It's right now. The Bible says that faith is right now. Your faith has to be right now. It's nothing in the past. So faith is right now. The scripture says, now faith is. Faith has to be now. If it's not now, it's not faith. So when you operating, you need to be operating in that faith right now. Hallelujah. So that's what we believe. We're believing for the faith in Christ. We're believing for the faith in God's grace right now. Bless God. Hallelujah. I want y'all to know the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The Lord is just telling me to go a different way, so y'all kind of bear with me. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We can't fight these battles that lies ahead for us in the flesh. Can't do it. That's Satan's ground. That's his battlefield. He operates. We have to operate in the spirit. How I know that? I'm going to show you this so you'll know that it's the scripture. It's had nothing to do with me. Everything to do with what the word of God said. God has showed us mercy. He showed us his grace. And over in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, let's see here. The 6th chapter, Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to start the 10th verse. He says, finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So you have to be strong in the Lord. The question is, how do you be strong in the Lord? Good question. Well, the answer is you get God's stuff and you operate in it. Remember Matthew's 4:4, the man should not live by bread alone, but by every word. When you're operating in the word of God, you're operating in God's stuff. You're operating in the Lord. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. Well, the word and the Lord is the same. So you have to operate in the scripture. So remember John says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. The word is God. How much God you want? How much word can you handle? Remember the 12th verse, and the word became flesh. Listen, dear heart, if you're fighting this battle without the word of God, you've already lost. The word of God is spirit. John 6 said, the words I say, they are spirit and they are life. I don't know who I'm talking to, but it's important you know whatever battle you fight and going forth, it has to be with the word of God. Now, with that being said, the 11th verse says, now, put on the whole armor of God. Got to use every scripture at your disposal, every one of them. Why? So you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the tricks of the devil. He's full of tricks. And if you want to be able to stand against that, it would be necessary for you to send the word of God, to fight it with the word of God. Here's how I know that. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against spiritual wickedness, against rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Let me slow up for a second and share with you this. For we, that's all of us, doesn't matter if you got a title or not, doesn't matter if you man, or doesn't matter if you're a girl, doesn't matter if you're a woman, doesn't matter if you're a boy, doesn't matter what color, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Your fight is not with the flesh. Folks, right now, husbands are against their wives and wives against their children. And man, you got to take that battle somewhere else. A lot of times we want to our children, for instance. You're going to have to do battle that things attacking our children. Never before in history have so many children died senseless. Never before. Our kids are dying by the hundreds. First it was about 1 or 2, then 10, but it's by the hundreds. Kids are dying in school. Can't even go to school. Listen, dear heart, these battles, it's going to have to be fought, not necessarily on your knees, but it's going to have to be fought spiritually. So geographically, you don't have to be in a building, but they're going to have to be fought spiritually. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and we're trying to attack one another, even this system that you live in. Listen, dear heart, that you're living in, this world, which happens to be the system. Please listen to me. You're going to have to fight your battle in your, and don't take this literally, but then again, you can, in your prayer closet, in some room. So it doesn't matter where you at. If you went to the park right now, if you go to the park right now and just scream out, if you go to the park right now and do spiritual warfare, do exploits in the name of Jesus. You bind up everything that comes to your spirit. Bible says if you'll bind it up on earth, he'll bind it in heaven. If you let it go on, he said, well, I got to let it go on. The ball is in your court. Do not fool yourself. It's not going to go away. That's your battle, man. That's our battle. So it's important to know that this battle that we're fighting is not flesh and it's not blood. This battle is spiritual.
Amen.
He says, but. So when you see that word, but, pay attention. Forget about whatever doesn't happen now. He's getting ready to open our eyes to something. A lot of times people don't understand how important that word but is, but it's important. Praying on words, you're getting understanding. If I said to you, Pastor won $1 million, but you ain't even concerned about the $1 million. You want to know what is the but. But what she do with it? What? Right? So the Bible says, but you're not, don't worry about flesh and blood, but against principality. Got to find what principalities are. Against powers. Against rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. So it's not just the devil. It's a bunch of spirits that's on the attack. And the only reason they're attacking you personally is because of the goods you got. Who don't steal stuff ain't worth nothing. You ain't going to steal nothing. So the enemy want to steal your joy. Because, see, the joy of the Lord is your strength. He want to get you weak. That's why he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Yeah. And in order to do that, you're going to have to take the whole armor of God, everything spiritually you know of. You don't know, get in the Word of God. But if you'll read, it'll tell you. Have your loins girt about with truth. Not what you think, not what you feel, but truth. Stand in truth. Yes, Lord, I'm speaking truth. Yes, I'm living the truth. Yes, and it doesn't matter what you've done, none of that. You just stand in truth. Whatever that is. You stand in truth. Don't stand in your truth. Stand in the truth. That's going to be the difference. Mm-hmm. Have your loin girt about with truth. Well, what is that, preacher? Just what is that? Well, I'm glad you asked. The truth is the word of God. So you start declaring what the word say. You've been reconciled to God. You're the righteousness of God, according to Ephesians 4:27. You have a dual citizenship in heaven. You're part of a chosen race, chosen generation. You know, you stand in the word of God. You're partakers of a divine nature. See, that's how you began to stand in truth, because the word of God is truth. Get out your feelings for a moment. Well, I'm believing this. It doesn't matter. It ain't truth. Stand in what the Word of God say, and when you do that, you're standing in truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you can stand in truth and be true. Now, you can stand in a truth. You can stand in what you feel, but that's not how you fight this battle. If you're going to fight, which you are, that's why the Bible says fight the good fight of faith. The reason they call it a good fight, because you win. You're a winner. Whoever I'm talking to, you'll win the battle. You're not standing in doubt and unbelief. Your Bible, your word says that with God, all things are possible.
Yeah.
Even the impossible are possible with God. So that's the kind of truth you want to cover yourself with. That's the kind of truth you want to put on. The whole armor of God. The whole armor of God is truth. Dress yourself up. Gird about with truth. When I think about girt, I can only think about some of them big women that used to have these girdles, and they put them on, and boy, I tell you, they be, it wasn't about their shape, it's they protected now. Stuff is going to stay in place. Yeah. Stuff going to stay in place. You know why? Because you're girt up with truth and having the breastplate of righteousness. Not your righteousness or my righteousness, but the righteousness which is of God. What is that?
Amen.
He made Christ to be sin for us, so we could be the very righteousness of God in him. Your feet is being showed with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Operate in peace. Peace is one of your weapons. Have you ever been in an argument? You get loud, they get loud. They match your tone, you match their tone. You match what? You won't get anything resolved like that. Operate in peace. Big difference. You ain't losing, you're winning. You know why? Because you have the shield of faith. Any other shield, what it does, it protects. When the enemy starts throwing his dots, you have faith, man. You're standing on the word. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. None. None. Didn't say you wasn't going to get attacked, just not going to prosper. Didn't say you wasn't going to get thrown your way, you're just not going to land. It's just not going to overtake you. So you stand, and I don't care what it looked like. Doesn't matter what it looked like. That shield of faith is designed to quench all fiery darts of the wicked. And you can play and act like the devil ain't alive if you want to. You got a surprise coming for you. You take that helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Prayer. It's just another weapon. The word of God is another weapon. Peace is another weapon. You have some weapons of mass destruction. When you're operating in the things of God, your weapons are of mass destruction. Just one word makes you an overcomer. You're not playing with the devil.
Amen.
You've been born again. So the devil is not dealing with that old person, but a new creation.
Okay.
He's dealing with, see, when you know that's the devil business, that's what he wants to do. He loved to do that. But Jesus have already handled it. When he was up on the mountain in Matthew 4, for 40 days and 40 nights. Everything Satan had to throw at him came after that. Isn't that awesome? When you're doing something for the Lord, and soon as, about when it's all over, it's when Satan shall not bring his attack. Well, that's what he does. But you got to know his position.
Yeah.
I declare to you today that Jesus is Lord.
Yes, he is.
You got to start viewing the devil like Christ viewed the devil. Christ encountered those who were possessed by the devil, demons. We have all kind of illustrations in the Bible. But he never changed. Yeah. He told Satan, I saw you fall. You got to know that he has failed. You got to know that Satan can't touch you. He's a fallen angel. But you've been risen with Christ. Remember Colossians 3? You've been risen with Christ. You're not falling. You've been risen. You're on top of him. You have the victory. Amen. The victory is yours. Stand on it. Decree it. Declare it. If you don't know nothing to say but Jesus, 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 just say that. If you don't know nothing but say, Jesus, fight my battle. You know, I know everybody don't have the same level of Christ, but I'm going to tell you what, a baby can whoop Satan and his imps. Demon is not going to come against you. And a lot of times people get scared. You don't have to operate in the things of God. And you have the power. And I told y'all on the other day, I'm going to tell you this, because the church is being united on a day-to-day basis, God is pulling them from the east to the west. Because the church is stepping up, the real church. I'm not talking about no organized church. I'm talking about the body of Christ. God's gift of anointing had began to work in the fivefold ministry, in the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teachers. It's alive on planet Earth. And I want you to know you're in the driver's seat. You're becoming the devil's. The plan that God have laid out for your life, you have become the devil's biggest nightmare. Is the church complete, unified, flowing in the anointing, flowing in the things of God, flowing in his word. We have the victory. Go ahead on and decree it and declare that you have the victory. And we stand with you. You stay connected to Christ. That's what you do. Stay connected to Christ, and you have the victory.
Amen.
Okay. Anyone have anything they'd like to share? Any comments? We're at that point. Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Pastor, I'd like to read that from the New Living Translation. It starts off the whole armor of God, verses 10 through 18. Starting with the 10th verse of Ephesians 6, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemy, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy time of evil. Then, after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere, and pray for me too. Amen. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan. Excuse me, that the good news is for. Amen, amen. And I heard all of that in your teaching today, Pastor. And as I was looking at it, following you along, you were just bringing it out firmly, more boldly, more stronger. And I just thank God for His Word. Because even in the Message Bible, it tells us to be strong in the Lord and put on the whole armor as we go about.
Amen.
Studying God's Word. Amen. So you was bringing it all out, Pastor. And that Word just, you know, following you word for word. Amen. So
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Anyone else, press 1. If you'd like to share something, press 1. Thank you so much, Pastor. Anyone else, just press 1. Hallelujah. Okay, this is like Evangelist Pastor Marilyn.
Praise God. Good afternoon, Pastor Bill, Pastor Beasley. I just want to say how awesome the Lord is, how wonderful He is. Because right before I came on, I was driving, so I was praying for Elton. He's in the back seat, and I was just praying. And everything that you just said was everything that I was praying. I was binding up. I was decreeing, declaring. I was putting on the armor of God. I was, you know, everything that you just thought about was what the Holy Spirit had me praying on His behalf.
Okay.
And it's not about me. It's about God is. It's about, I just want to say how awesome He is. Because after I prayed those prayers, then I get on and you're saying the same thing. This is what's supposed to happen. So that's all I say. That's all I say.
Awesome. Now let faith and patience have their perfect work. Call it done. You got the victory, sister. I want you to know you have the victory. So you can rejoice. You can rejoice. And those that are on here rejoice with her. Hallelujah. When you're doing things according to the word of God, it's a done deal. All right. But see, faith has to be right now. It's like you have to accept it right now. The Bible says now faith is. So faith has to be present right now. That's the word of God.
Yeah.
See, that's what faith is. A lot of people don't know. Faith is your substance. That's the word. Don't be believing some idea. Just like she said, she prayed according to the scripture. She covered herself with the word of God. That's what faith is. Faith is the word. You want more faith? Or say, oh, give me more faith. Well, get more word. So then faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's how faith comes. By the word of God. So Romans 10:17, so then faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I want to tell you this, brothers and sisters. You have to please God. You have to use faith. So if you please in God, God's going to make sure you please. The Bible says people like Enoch, he pleased God. You know why? Because he operated in faith. He operated in faith. Abel pleased God. Matter of fact, because he gave a more excellent sacrifice by faith, he pleased God. And God came to his rescue. When his blood hit the ground, boom, God was right there. That's why he said, now without faith, it's impossible to please God. Remember, it was Noah. All them other people was wondering what that stuff was falling out of the sky. Noah didn't have to wonder. Noah knew that it was from God. He knew it.
Yes.
So, anyone else? Just press one. Anyone else? Press one. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Anyone else? Have any other comments? Press one.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? Well, thank y'all so much. Thank you, Pastor. It was just in my spirit. Somebody could give somebody an encouraging word. The Lord said he put something in somebody's heart to edify. And that's Ephesians 4. God had put something in your heart to edify this body, to speak a word of clarity, a word of understanding, a word that can lift somebody, a word that can help somebody. Because you've been through it. I don't know who I'm talking to, but somebody here been through it, and you've been there. And God can speak that word. Help your brother, your sister. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Pastor Marilyn. And thank you, Pastor Dale. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I think that was Brother D. Brown, but... Brother Brown. Hallelujah. Well, if nothing else, we'll see you all for Sunday for the review. Meanwhile, stay blessed.